escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
November 6th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1966, NASA launched the second Lunar Orbiter satellite, scouting out the moon ahead of the manned Apollo missions. One of the possible landing sites it scoped out was a safe, flat plain in the Sea of Tranquility. Actor Jonathan Harris, the devious Dr. Smith from Lost in Space, was born on this day in 1914.
Danger! We are on a collision course!
But don't just stand there! Do something!
Reverse thrust! Full power!
Carolyn Seymour, one of the original stars of the Terry Nation BBC series Survivors, was born today in 1947.
It's a desperate situation, but we've got to face up to it. We've got to decide, and there can be no shirking. We've got to protect ourselves.
Born in 1958, the original voice of Mystery Science Theater 3000's wisecracking Crow-T robot and the face of evil scientist Dr. Forrester, Trace Ballou.
Okay, Crow, you ready?
What? Yeah. Yes.
Okay, you want to give it a shot? You're on the floor.
Okay. My topic was the autobiography of Bert I. Goron.
Bert I. Gordon with a D.
Goron. I said that. Hey, shut up, Servo.
Writer L. Sprague de Camp died on this day in 2000. In 1976, Florida's PBS affiliate premiered a homemade program that would become a hit on PBS stations everywhere, Star Hustler, hosted by Jack Horkheimer, the director of a local planetarium. The show has now run for decades, even outliving its host. In 1989, it was the brink of war as Star Trek The Next Generation's Enterprise crew was up against the enemy.
Commander Tomalak, it would appear our away team has located a second man from your one-man ship. We're preparing to beam them to the Enterprise, after which, of course, we will return the survivor to you. Commander, both our ships are ready to fight. We have two extremely powerful and destructive arsenals at our command. Our next actions will have serious repercussions. We have good reason to mistrust one another, but we have even better reason to set those differences aside. Now, of course, the question is, who will take the initiative? Who will make the first gesture of trust? The answer is, I will. I must lower our shields to beam those men up from the planet surface.
In 1989, it was a call home that should never have been made.
It's a phone call, me.
Can you read it?
It's a Tectonese binary code, with the overseers used on our ship.
Like a Morse code?
Yes. We use something like it to tap messages to each other. Kikirunko. We survive. Our cargo of 250,000 awaits your arrival. Flukino. Plus an additional 4 billion more. And it's followed by a set of celestial coordinates.
Coordinates?
Earth coordinates. Matt, it's what I thought. That probe, they're trying to contact that probe.
4 billion more slaves? The entire planet?
The eighth episode of Alien Nation premiered, setting off a chain of events that wouldn't be wrapped up until Fox aired the first Alien Nation TV movie in the 1990s. And in 1995, the Babylon 5 crew had a full-time ranger in their midst as the show's third season premiered.
I haven't had a chance to fill you in on everything until now, and I apologize for that. This is Marcus. He's a
ranger. They've been trained to fight the shadows and keep an eye on what's happening outside Babylon 5. The Rangers in this area are under the direct control of you, Ambassador Delenn, and Garibaldi is functioning as your liaison. Did I leave anything out?
When did you? How did you?
Captain, the day something happens around here and I don't know about it, worry. So what's up?
I came here from Zagros 7. It's a Drazi colony on the edge of their territory. 2 weeks ago, we were surrounded by Centauri blockade mines. Any ship trying to leave the blockade is shot down.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook. Your escape pod was a dead end prone to spiral.